From Spark and Anvil and Stone Song, this is Patient Bamboo in Chapter 1 of the Stone Song cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. On a quiet stone board under an evening sky, a young panda named Patient Bamboo set one smooth black stone down in the very middle of the board and then leaned back on her little cane, perfectly content. Around her, the game was loud with fighting. Two clusters of stones snapped at each other in the corners, capturing and threatening, every move quick and sharp. But the stone Patient Bamboo had just placed sat all alone in the wide open center, touching nothing, threatening no one. A crane tween beside her flicked a wing at it. "That stone does nothing. You wasted a whole turn." "Right now, yes," Patient Bamboo said. Her voice was soft and a little slow, like she had all the time in the world. "Right now, it just sits there." She didn't argue. She didn't rush to prove it. She just tapped the lonely stone once with the tip of her cane and looked out over the whole board. Not the corner fights, but the empty space in between, the way a gardener looks at bare soil and already sees the garden. "In 20 moves," she said, "the fighting is going to spill out of those corners and meet in the middle, and when it does, everyone will need a friend already standing there." She smiled without looking up. The bamboo grows slowly, then suddenly. The crane rolled his eyes and played another sharp capture. Patient Bamboo watched him with a kind of gentle patience, the way you watch someone run past the long way when you know a shortcut they haven't found yet. Her stone waited in the center, saying nothing, meaning everything.
Patient Bamboo had not always been so calm. When she was small, she'd wanted every move to do something the moment she made it. She still remembered the day she planted her first real bamboo shoot, tucked into a pot of dark earth behind her family's home. She'd watered it and waited and waited. Days went by, then weeks, and nothing pushed up out of the soil. Just flat brown dirt. "It's dead," she told her grandmother, close to tears. "I did everything right and nothing happened. It was a waste." Her grandmother hadn't scolded her for giving up. She'd knelt down beside the little pot and pressed one paw flat against the soil. "Feel that?" she'd asked. "Cool, damp, working." She tilted her head. "You can't see it, but under there, the shoot is growing roots, long ones. It won't stand up until the roots can hold it. All that time you thought was wasted, it was going down before it could go up." Patient Bamboo had frowned at the flat, silent dirt. It looked so much like nothing. "The hardest part isn't the growing," her grandmother had said. "It's the trusting, believing something is happening when you've got no proof yet." She patted the girl's shoulder. "That heavy, itchy, when will it work feeling? That's not failure. That's just how patience feels from the inside." The shoot broke the surface a month later, and once it did, it shot up faster than Patient Bamboo could believe. A handspan, then an arm span, then taller than she was. Slow, and then all at once. She never forgot the feeling of that flat dirt, or the day it finally kept its promise.
She came to the Stone Song Academy at 12 because a place that studied a 3,000-year-old game ought to understand the kind of moves that take a very long time to ripen. Master Snail met her at the worn wooden gate. He didn't ask her to win a game to prove herself. He set a single stone in front of her and asked, "Where would you place this?" Patient Bamboo studied the empty board a long moment. Then she set the stone down far from any edge, in a wide, quiet middle space where nothing was happening yet. "There's no fight there," Master Snail said, testing. "There will be," she said. "Not today, but every game grows toward the center eventually. I'd rather be waiting for it than chasing it." She looked up. "A stone doesn't have to matter now, to matter later." Master Snail was silent for so long she wondered if she'd said something wrong. Then the old teacher nodded, slow as ever. "You play for the long arc," he said. "Good. This board is full of children who only see the next move. Stay. Teach them the other way."
Patient Bamboo's corner of the academy was full of half-finished games, all of them frozen mid-story. A boy stormed in one afternoon, dropping onto the cushion across from her. "I keep losing," he said. "I make good moves, strong ones, right where the fight is, and I still lose. It's not fair." Patient Bamboo set out a fresh board. "Show me a strong move." He slapped a stone down right beside an imaginary enemy. "Like that. That does something." "It does," she agreed. "It fights the stone next to it." She placed a stone of her own, far away, in the empty middle. "Now watch this one. It fights nothing. So it's worse. Let's see." She walked him forward, move by move, the fights growing and spreading across the board the way they always did. And slowly, move by move, the two loud corner battles crept toward the center, toward her quiet stone. The boy's mouth opened. "It's right there. Your stone is already standing exactly where the fight ended up, because I put it there before anyone needed it." She let him sit with that. "Every stone is a seed. Some sprout fast. You see them work right away. Some sprout slow, and you have to trust them for a long time before they pay off." She tapped the center stone. "Don't judge a move only by what it does the second you make it. Judge it by how the whole board looks 30 moves from now." The boys stared at the board like it had rearranged itself in front of him. So the boring move was the best move the whole time. "It wasn't boring," Patient Bamboo said gently. "It was early."
Later, when the games were packed away and the light was going gold, the boy came back with one quieter question. "When you place a stone like that," he said, "and it just sits there doing nothing for so long, how do you not get scared it won't work?" Patient Bamboo thought about a pot of flat brown dirt and a grandmother's paw pressed to the soil. "I do get scared," she admitted. "That empty waiting feeling never really goes away. There's this quiet, held breath kind of trust you have to carry, believing something is growing where you can't see it yet." She looked out toward the dusk. "It's the same feeling as watching soil and hoping, heavy and a little tender and stubborn all at once." She rested both paws on the top of her cane and let the calm settle over her the way it had settled that day the shoot finally broke through. The boy nodded, slow. And she watched the frustrated set of his shoulders soften into something easier, patient, almost peaceful. The way she felt right now, sitting in the gold light with nothing to prove and everywhere still to grow.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Patient Bamboo. Released under Creative Commons BYNC SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.